got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave.
Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, Sweet 98.5.
You've got secrets, spill them, 402-962-9898.
Yeah, say it with your chest. You get one step closer to scoring Christmas at Union Station. Judgment-free zone, and you can remain anonymous. We'll give you a celebrity name. Nikki has a pretty big secret to drop on us here in just moments, but we want to get to yours first. Let's see if we can find a winner. Let's go to Paris Hilton. We have Paris Hilton on Nikki and Spicoli Mornings. Let's go ahead and hear your secret. Spill it.
So when I was 19, I had doing babysitting gigs, and I was babysitting for this one guy who was friends with my mom. So I babysat for a good couple months, and then I come to find out that he was paying me with money he illegally got because he was using a dead man's social security to get more money for income taxes. So that really upset me, and I was like, okay, karma's a bee, you know? So I was like, his work vehicle, I put a pound of sugar in his gas tank.
No, you didn't.
And his other vehicle, which he uses for, you know, whatever, I gorilla glued a bunch of adult toys and spray painted some very naughty words around his vehicle. He did file a report, but he called my mom asking if she knew anything about it or if I would do something like this. She knew, but didn't tell him because she's the one who helped me do it.
Your mom helped.
His friend.
Yeah. Put all these naughty toys on the car and write some sus things.
Car.
Yeah, I even took pictures of it all. Of course, I was 19, and you know, I've had many phones since then, so I unfortunately lost the pictures.
Wow, that's insane.
How'd you find out that he was using a dead man's social security card?
So he got drunk with my mom one night and kind of spilled his beans, and my mom told me about it, and she's like, we should do something about it. So I was like, okay. And then,
not reported to the police, but...
my mom told me, when she told me about it, she's like, I told him I'm going to tell the police, and he's like, do what you got to do. I was like, okay, well, the police probably won't do much about it, so we took it in our own hands and, you know, did what we did.
Man, you are out for this guy.
Do what you got to do.
So where's this guy at now?
I have no idea. Haven't seen him, haven't spoken to him. I don't know if he still lives in the same area or not, but...
You're not babysitting for him anymore?
No. My last day, I told him my car got stolen, which it eventually did because my ex-boyfriend stole my car. So.
Oh, my God! Man, question. Do you have any regrets? Like, would you do it again now as an adult?
Yes, I would, because, like, you don't around and find out with me. You just don't.
Brutal.
I'm shook. That's the kind of secrets we're talking about. That was madness. That was a roller coaster. If you have a secret, this is Omaha Secrets, judgment-free zone as best as possible. You can remain anonymous. We'll give you a celebrity name like we just gave Paris Hilton. 402-962-9898. More of your texts. Plus, Nikki, you have a secret to spill yourself.
I do.
Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, Sweet 98.5.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, Sweet 98.5.
The secrets you trust us with. That's what it's all about. Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, Sweet 98.5.
Yeah, just get it off your chest. If you're going through some stuff or you've done some stuff, let us know all about it. Omaha Secrets, judgment-free zone. You can remain anonymous. This is how you get one step closer to Christmas at Union Station at 402-962-9898. Jonah Hill texted in. When I was 16, we would drive my friend's senile grandma to the liquor store to buy us beer and Fireball. She had no idea this was wrong. Bro.
Grandmas.
Oh, sure. What do you want? I'll get it. You want me to pay for it, too?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Jonah, I love you. Thank you for spending time with me. Pass me the Fireball.
That's all you had to do? Dude, my girl Lola loves Fireball, so I believe it.
What's with grandmas and Fireball? They'll take it to the dome, too.
Easy.
Katy Perry texting in, I have 5 toes. My husband has 5 toes. My daughter has 6. How about that next door neighbor? Next door neighbor has 6. I hope my husband never spots him wearing flip-flops.
How? What are the odds that's just a coincidence?
Dang!
How many people are born with toes every year? I mean, 6 toes. Not just toes, but 6 toes.
I think we know what kind of fun Katy Perry
last
had with
Friday
her neighbor.
Last Friday night.
We're not talking about last Friday night, says Katy Perry. The 6-toe monster.
Yeah.
Wow.